How would you like to supercharge your career? You can spend decades building up your skills and reputation, but it's also possible to make big advances in a short period of time. That's the promise of the new book, Fast Forward, 5 Power Principles to Create the Life You Want in Just 1 Year, by Wendy Leshgold and Lisa McCarthy. Both Wendy and Lisa held leadership positions at prominent companies before coming together to form the Fast Forward Group, a training and executive coaching company that uses psychological research and brain science to offer cutting-edge career advice. Here's Wendy to share some of their big ideas.
Hi, I'm Wendy Leshgold. With my co-founder Lisa McCarthy and my team, I work with thousands of people at the world's most successful companies to help them make this year their best year in their whole life. Here are 5 big ideas from our book, Fast Forward, that can help you do the same. Number 1, to create the life you want, be highly specific about what it looks like. The first principle we share in our book and our work is declare a bold vision. It's an essential starting point. How can you create the life you want if you don't know what it looks like? We use a 1-year time frame because it allows people to paint a detailed picture while also imagining a future reality that's substantially different from the present. It's logically engaging and emotionally inspiring. Being clear and bold also helps you communicate your vision to others. Here's the exercise that we use. Fast forward 1 year into the future and imagine yourself in that moment and answer this question. What does extraordinary success look like in your whole life? What have you achieved professionally and personally? What do your important relationships look like? What are you known for? How have you grown? As you write your answers, be vivid, specific, and bold, and write them in past tense. Describe the details of your outcomes, what's different, and how you will feel a year from today. Don't let limiting beliefs about what's possible hold you back. Once you've written the story of what will make this year your best year, take a leap and share it with the important people in your life and anyone who could help you achieve it. It can feel a little bit risky and uncomfortable because you're putting yourself on the hook, but you are going to need the support to achieve your bold goals. You'll need help staying motivated, staying committed, and accountable. Number 2, take control of the stories you tell yourself. Is there a situation or a relationship in your life that's causing you stress or sapping your energy? Do you have an inner critic that's always looming and ready to pounce? Behind that nagging issue is a negative or disempowering story that will keep you from the life you want. Something like, I don't have what it takes to succeed here, or my sister and I are not close, or this job is leading me nowhere. To help you understand and navigate the world, your brain collects information, uses it to create stories, and then it proves them by collecting evidence. The brain relates to these stories, your perspective, like they're the truth. But your stories are not fact, and you're not stuck with them. You have 100% choice in your perspective, even though it doesn't always feel that way. When you make a different choice, you're empowered to create different outcomes. One of our clients, Andy, went home most nights fuming about his colleague, Maria. Worse, he complained about her to his team, creating a very toxic environment. And the story he told us was so disempowering. Maria is egotistical and difficult. She never listens and refuses to collaborate, and we can't work together. We helped Andy take 3 critical steps. First, he acknowledged the cost of his story. Every negative story comes with a cost, and his was feeling stress, feeling a toxic workplace, and also he felt repercussions in his career as a result. Second, we had him list the objective, undeniable facts of the situation. No opinions allowed. He and Maria had worked together for 5 years, both rising into their leadership positions, and now they both reported to the same person. Third, we brainstormed new, more empowering perspectives that Andy could potentially take on. Things like, I could learn from Maria. She has experience that I don't. The perspective he ultimately chose was, Maria is essential to my success. We have the same goals. And looking through that new lens on this relationship, Andy asked, well, if that's true, what would I do differently? And what he came up with was that he invited her to attend his monthly team meeting to learn about their projects. He invited her to lunch to share aspects of his vision and just to get to know her as a person. And step by step, he used this new perspective to shift his thinking and behavior. and it created opportunities for Maria to show up differently too. 3 months later, their relationship looked radically different. Andy was happier, and then his team was more successful. Number three, start taking ground immediately. Often, we watch someone read their vision aloud with excitement, and then their face falls. Resignation creeps in, and they say, "This is never going to happen. I don't have the time or the energy." Here's the reality we always share. You have exactly enough time and energy for the things that matter the most to you. In your life, you're spending that time and energy on things that aren't important or that aren't in service of what you want or your own success or happiness. When you start saying yes to the outcomes or commitments that do matter, you'll feel motivated, energized, and confident in your ability to succeed. If your days feel out of control and your goals feel out of reach, we suggest giving yourself the gift of a 90-day action plan that actually generates motivation and momentum. Start with the finish. Identify two or three outcomes or goals that you are going to say yes to for the next 90 days. Then identify the next obvious action you will need to take in service of that outcome. What could you do today or this week to make progress? Be clear, be very specific so you know exactly what you're supposed to do. We had a client named Laura who carried a ton of guilt about not spending enough time with her family. In her vision, she wrote, "I'm placing importance on family time by having dinner with my family 3 nights a week and not working on Sundays." She was inspired by this, but it felt unrealistic. Her days were filled with meetings, with requests for help, and that meant she had to spend hours at night and on weekends getting caught up on her own important work. We asked her to think about what she could do, like right away, to be less reactive to requests and more intentional with her time and her focus. And in her plan, she wrote, "Review my calendar for the next 2 weeks. Reach out to meeting hosts to find out if I actually need to attend." Amazingly, almost half said no. They were asking because they thought she wanted to be there. After a month of working on this habit, she'd opened up 5 hours in her schedule every single week. That success gave her the momentum to take other action. By the end of 90 days, her vision for quality family time that had seemed out of reach was her new reality. Number four, communicate in a way that drives action and results. I once coached a man named Brad who was in the middle of a career transition. He had an incredible network, and I helped him develop an action plan for reaching out to people and asking for recommendations, for leads on open positions, or for introductions. When we met a month later, I said, "How's it going?" And he said, "Terribly, nothing's happening." Well, that wasn't what we'd expected, so I asked him to walk me through a call he had made that week. The former colleague was receptive and friendly, and she showed interest in Brad's new career goals. He told me, "We caught up on family stuff, and then we said goodbye. Can you see the problem with this?" I said to him, "Brad, you never asked her to help you. You never made a specific request. An amazing thing happens when you ask for what you want. Often, you get it. But that's not how most of us communicate. We don't use what Lisa and I call language of action. Language of action is designed to help move the ball down the field. It's direct. It's specific. It's compelling. Examples include making recommendations or requests, taking a stand for something, asking for help, and getting aligned on who is doing what by when. Why don't we communicate this way? Because it feels risky. We're worried we're going to be shut down. We're worried about potential backlash. We don't want to seem like we're coming on too strong or being too needy. To become a more confident communicator, we recommend taking the time to effectively plan out your most important conversations. And this includes thinking about your audience in mind. What is the desired outcome of your conversation? In other words, at the end of the conversation, what will the audience of that conversation believe? How will they feel? And what will they do? This step alone can dramatically change the effectiveness of your meetings. Next, what specific recommendations or requests will you make in this conversation and why? If relevant, what questions will you ask? What objections or concerns might come up? How will you handle them? And then finally, how will you close or end the conversation in a way that leaves everyone empowered and clear about the action to take next? If you want to bring more people on board with your vision and goals, take the time to be intentional and make every conversation count. Number 5, stop talking and get curious. Our default mode in life is to listen without hearing, often without curiosity. Most of the time, we listen through a filter. It could be that we want to reply or just find ways to look smart or be right. Or we're trying to relate what's being said back to our own interests or experience. Or we just want to solve or fix a problem. Or we want to confirm our assumptions. Because of this, we miss out on 3 big opportunities. First, we miss the opportunity to build connection and trust. Second, we miss the opportunity to learn and gather good ideas that could help us make progress faster. We aren't present or engaged, so we're not processing what the other person is sharing. And third, we miss the opportunity to help other people learn to solve their own problems and grow in the process. Listening well is the foundation of good coaching. And when you let people talk about their challenges and ask a few open-ended questions to prompt them to go deeper, you will be amazed by the brilliant, creative, resourceful solutions they will come up with. Even better, they'll own the idea, which means they're far more likely to follow through. When more people in your life are solving their own problems with some targeted coaching conversations, you'll be freed up to focus on your own goals and plans. To improve your listening skills, practice these essentials. First, slow everything down and be fully present. Get rid of distractions. Take some deep, slow breaths so you can slow yourself down and calm your mind. Show that you're listening with open body language. And importantly, look at the person. Don't interrupt them and don't take them on a tangent. If there's a lull, prompt them with a simple, open-ended question. Things like, how would you like it to look? Or even, what do you think you should do next? If you find yourself checking out or losing focus, just notice it and check back in. Good listening takes discipline, it takes self-restraint, but when you practice, you get better, and it's so worth it. We all have the power to fuel our own happiness. Our 5 power principles shift your relationship with that power. They help you to get clear, be bold, and take action. I hope you see opportunities to practice them in your life starting now. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Wendy. That was 5 big ideas from Fast Forward, 5 Power Principles to Create the Life You Want in Just 1 Year by Wendy Leshgold and Lisa McCarthy. You might also like our book bite for This Working Life, How to Navigate Your Career in Uncertain Times by Lisa Leong and Monique Ross. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.